Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas. Well, it's October, which means... That's right. It's time for Oktoberfest. And I wish I could do a good German accent right now. You will drink the beer and you will like it. Yeah, that sucked. Anyways, so on today's show, we're going to talk about our favorite places to drink beer in Las Vegas. Plus, we've got real quick stories, live chat questions, listener email, and of course, have a drink on me. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast, where an empty beer mug is the friend of a great bartender. Let's get started. Sir.
Polka! Come now!
I could do a German. Real quick German guy story.
Well, we're still doing the opening.
Oh, we are?
Jesus Christ.
Living in Las Vegas. I'm just teasing the folks.
Hush, starts now. We're looking for a new co-host, somebody who understands to shut the hell up during the opening.
Stop talking, Scott.
Nobody hears you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, yes. Welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada. That groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home. The Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Look out!
Oh, Jesus. He's coming!
That's going to leave a mark.
Thunder! And now your host.
Yes?
A man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Sing it, Brother Scott.
Mr. Scott Whitney. Hey! Welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas. It's like Grandpa's just sitting down.
Yeah. Give me the remote, son.
Exactly.
That is not going anywhere.
Hey, by the way, congratulations to you, because whether you're watching or listening to our broadcast, you're watching the longest running podcast that's about Las Vegas that originates from
the Arches of Whitney Villa.
Las Vegas. Pain in the ass. And oh, by the way, your hosts here, us, we've lived here for a combined total of 30
decades.
1,000 years. That's right. Which means not only are we going to cover what it's like to live here, but we're going to tell you what it's like to check out our adventures. We're on the Strip. We're downtown. We're at Fremont Street. Hell, we're everywhere. Other cool places here in the Valley. And by the way, if you're a tourist, if you're a fan, if you just like the Las Vegas, well, guess what? This show is like your very own secret handshake to all things groovy and cool. Hey, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa, buenas noches. How do you say hello in German? Nein! That's all I got. I'm the owner of the Vegas Video Network. I've been an online broadcaster for, golly now,
it's
since
half.
2006. What is that, 9 decades?
Yeah, 9.
Long time, and I'm joined by my co-host. We know him as RQS. We know him as Drinky Pants. We know him as the managing partner, very impressive, of KSHP. His friends know him as, hey you, Rabble Rouser on Facebook, but yeah. We talk to him as it's Brett Grant. Everybody,
hi everybody, how you doing? Good to be back. Always great to be here, Scott. Spend some time with you and our loyal listeners, and always great to have new folks who join us all the time on the show. It's
first
awesome.
Of all, what's our over and under today?
Oh, we were close yesterday or last week, I should say, at the 90 mark, but I think we'll be a little shorter today. So I'm going back to the 82.5.
82.5. It's a short one. We'll see if we can do that. Everybody's probably going to be going for the over. We want to say hello and thank you to our new live chat people. First, we have NorthStar9. Hold on.
NorthStar9
is from Thunder Bay, Canada.
That's in Ontario.
Yeah, but yes, and he discovered us on the Roku, our Roku channel. And we've also got Marissa88. New participant in our live chat. She's from California, but actually lives in Las Vegas now. Moved here in December of 2014. And how did she discover us?
On the thing called the YouTube.
She didn't tell us.
She did.
Did she?
Yeah, she came back.
Did she
and told
come
us.
Back and tell us?
She did. You were not paying attention.
I thought she was a CIA spy, an operative, and she simply didn't want to share that with us because she's monitoring us.
We have another person that I hadn't met before. I forget his name now. who is from Bill. North Aurora, Illinois, not far away from where I used to live in Aurora.
Right, you're not going to do that again.
Right there.
That little parlor trick where you know everybody lives and they're off.
No, it's right there.
You're in the western suburbs
of Chicago.
You're scaring the kids.
You got to talk like a true Chicagoan. You got to say over by the ear.
Did you hear my German
Chicago.
Accent?
Well, here, I used to, when I was a kid,
my accent sucked,
teenager,
yeah.
I would spend summers working for my father's construction company, and he had a foreman, long-term guy. His name was Carl, and he was he was German. And right. You could not understand a word he was saying. So he used to scream at you all the time with a real thick accent. He could drink beer like nobody's business. Big soccer fan. But anyway, there's one of the things you always use in construction when you're putting up concrete buildings is wire mesh.
Yep.
You put it in between the courses of the block.
Yep.
He couldn't say the word wire. Mm. More wire mesh! Wire mesh! Come on, Blitz, I need wire mesh!
My dad used to pronounce the car Volkswagen because when it came out,
right.
And my dad's English,
right.
But he was taking German at the time,
right.
So he was really thinking that thought, so he's like, Volkswagen. All right, that's fucking weird, Dad. Anyways, had a great opportunity last week to meet up with Alan and Aaron Perry. They are friends of the live chat. Alan is in there right now. They are huge winners. They basically win every other week, Have a Drink on Me. And while the show is Have a Drink on Me, where I am supposed to buy them stuff, they actually were kind enough to buy us stuff.
Awesome.
Which I thought was pretty sweet.
Just congratulate Alan for outkicking the coverage there with Aaron, beautiful lady.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so he, super nice guy, yeah, okay. Retired at 51.
Oh, isn't that nice?
No, fuck him. Well, come on.
Couldn't we all 51? Dream that way?
What the hell is that? Well, anyways, he says, now you have a chance. You can drink on me, the Perrys, Alan and Aaron. Look
nice.
What he gave us.
Wow, crowd.
Actually, me. sorry, that wasn't very nice.
It'll go to our
Crown XO.
Wow.
That's not just Crown, kids.
That's Crown with love?
It's Crown Kiss Hug.
Is that exactly?
I don't know how that works. But look, it's not a purple bag. It's a gray bag.
Yeah.
Which is
Ooh, look at that.
Fancy. Now, they all Crowns come in a bag.
Right. I have a bottle on my desk.
This is
at the office.
Really?
It's been aging. It was a 12-year. Now it's about a 17, 18
year. Look at that.
Isn't
that, as a matter of fact, you can see it. I'm holding it in the picture right there.
Yes, you are.
And I promised Alan that I would take a drink at the beginning of the show in appreciation for his niceness. So, no, there's nothing wrong with that. So I'm going to have a small sip-a-rooski.
Do I get a sip-a-rooski?
You do?
Right.
Of course.
About half of what you got. That's good.
That's good. Yeah, gotcha.
I like the crown.
And we'll close that up.
And we'll use your fabulous arches at Whitney Villa. We should probably, toast them.
Here, arches at Whitney Villa. Yeah. Let's see that. Boink. There we go.
Oh, Brett's back on the show.
Oh, God.
There you go.
There we go. No, Brett's a bigger man than me. Jesus Christ. That's smooth.
That's good. That was excellent.
Thank you.
Now, excellente.
And then after that, I'm like, okay, well, that's pretty good. That's nice for me. And then we had Brian Leach come by the studio, our actual
Vegas hockey
video
player?
Snookers. Yes, Brian the hockey player came by.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Let's say he is. and he was at our previous studio. He came bearing gifts as well.
Wow.
God bless his little heart. So he brought some Honey Jack. Apparently, the message has been received that I like Honey Jack.
You like to receive free alcohol, I think, also.
That message has been received. Yeah, it's all about me. And then he brought this stuff.
Ooh, it's
the fire thing. So what's that stuff called?
Fireball.
Yeah, Fireball, which Cinnamon. Is horrible, horrible stuff. He brought this. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to drink it because I hate that Fireball stuff. It was actually taken away. It was taken off the shelves.
It was?
Yeah, because of some,
It's cinnamon flavor. How many more shot glasses do you need?
So you're done. I'll just take a little sip. Just a roll. Just one up.
Did you snort it?
Oh, fuck.
You don't. Do you know like of that?
Oh, God.
Why don't you wash it down with a beer?
Oh.
I think you got to add that to our bar over there.
I'll go to the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, now, I'm drinking Beck's because Oktoberfest. October. Right. By the way, harder than you would think to find German beer.
Really?
Name a German beer.
Glotsch. Whatever that was called? The one that had the little thing on the top?
Up?
No.
You just made that
no,
up.
No, I didn't.
I have one. My favorite German beer is Nein, apparently. I'm just making shit
it's
up.
Glotsch.
Give me, no, without looking something up.
Yeah, name bingo. Glosch.
Never heard of it.
I said it. It's the Glosch family history. Look at that. I didn't make that up.
That little thing. I'm impressed. Well, that beer wasn't available. I thought.
Well, no, it's hard to find. Yes.
I thought Heineken was it, but Heineken's not German. It's Holland.
Yeah, it's yes.
Lohenbräu, is that German?
Tonight, let it be Lohenbräu. No, I think that's from like the Netherlands or something.
Anyways, we're drinking Beck. Okay.
St. Pauli's.
Is St. Paul?
I gave you a German beer in 2 seconds.
You're kind of freaky.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. Anyways, again, Alan and Aaron, thank you. Brian, thank you as well.
I realize it's October and it's Oktoberfest, but people that put up their Halloween decorations in the middle of September, you're killing me, Smalls.
Killing me, Smalls.
God. I mean, it's okay. Once you get to the calendar month of October, you still got 31 days to stare at this shit. So now you got it there 2 weeks early.
Have you been in Costco yet?
No.
Is there a Christmas shit? I haven't been there in a while.
No, I have not. No, I do my best to avoid stores. Well, it'll be out soon. A couple, 2, 3 weeks.
Okay. So it is October, which means it's Oktoberfest time. And I thought to myself, what do people do around October? Well, if you're Costco, you put up your Christmas decorations. But what I was thinking was...
they all do.
Let's talk about drinking beer. And there is many good places to drink beer. But I decided my criteria would be, I actually had to have been there.
Okay.
Or... I want to go there.
Gotcha.
So there's most of these I've been to. One of them I want to go to. So we will start with what I consider.
I'm reading the fourth point down.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. So the first place we're going to look at is Ellis Island. Now, Ellis Island is the coolest, craziest place you'll ever be. First of all, it's on Koval. It's 4178 Koval. It's on...
we like to call it the Koval.
The Koval. It's just south of Flamingo. It's behind Bally's, exactly. Basically. Yeah. And this is such a weird property. I will tell you, one of the best nights I've ever had in Las Vegas, I had at Ellis Island Casino. Can't tell you a lot about it.
Right.
It was pretty spectacular.
They got the transvestites rolling around there, too.
They do. So here's the first thing. The first thing you'll notice when you walk in there is they have cement floors. Now, my first thinking was, that's so it makes it easy to wash the blood off. But that's not why. That's not fair. But look at this. The first thing I noticed was a pint of beer there. They are their own brewery. They make their own beer. A pint of beer, $1.75.
They have a nice brewery.
They got a great brewery.
Yeah, very much so.
$1.75 for a pint.
We just had a live chat or Unconformity from London checking in.
Mm.
Is that a new one?
It is.
Well, how'd you find about us there, Mr.
We'll have to,
or get, Mrs. Unconformity?
Get that information. Mention him in our next show. All right. So men floor is crazy. $1.75 for a pint of beer. Unheard of. They make their own beer on site. Very, very cool.
Yep.
They have hookers there. Now, you may say to yourself, and? Well, here's the point of this.
They're as cheap as a pint of beer.
Yeah, they're 2 for 1. So you can get a good deal on a hooker there. No, my reason why I'm telling you this is the first place I've been to where I actually recognized there were hookers here.
Because you were sober?
No. Okay. Well, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's not the point.
They had Adam's apples?
It was just obvious. That's different.
Okay.
Those are different kind of hookers.
Yeah.
I believe those are called... it doesn't really matter. Why would you know that? No, this is why.
When the hooker says...
I have been to many properties where I was then alerted, that was a hooker.
Right.
And I said, naively, really?
I thought I was doing well with her.
I didn't think that was a hooker. But when I was at Ellis Island, those people, I could tell were hookers. Because I'm just that smart.
No, you are.
So that was fun for me.
When the hooker says, you're yanking my chain, you go, not really what
I guess I can. What's that cost?
Exactly.
How much is that? Do you take a credit card? Exactly. I got something. So it's fun. And then they also have what is considered the best karaoke bar in all of Las Vegas.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I've only been there a couple of times, and it hasn't been recently. But you go there for lunch. They got like $5 deals for lunch with beers and... food's pretty good.
I'm going to tell you the big deal there. We first went in there and they're like, the karaoke here is a big deal. And when we were there, you couldn't get in. It was just packed with people. And these people were actually singing.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't drunk Japanese karaoke.
Ah, racist much?
No, not really. I just spit the wrong word. But it's pretty neat. And then they have the secret $7.99 steak dinner at night. It's not on the menu. You have to ask for it. But you get a steak, a baked potato, fresh green beans, which I don't get, salad, and a 20-ounce beer for $7.99.
Not $79.99, but $7.99.
If you go to my favorite restaurant and you get that same thing, it's $79.99.
Exactly.
So you can get 10 of those. Now, they're not quite as good, but that's a pretty neat thing. So my first place to go, Ellis Island. And by the way, most tourists don't go there. This is kind of more of a locals thing. So if you're a tourist and you want to do something that's off the beaten path, this is a place. You just got to go there. just for nothing else, so you can say, oh yeah, Scott's right. That woman's a hooker. Okay. Next place.
I think it's a woman.
You probably shouldn't say that. Next place is Public House. This is at Venetian. This is one of my favorite places if you're looking for kind of a fancier place. So let's say you're on a date. You want to take the little woman or the little man to a place that's a little bit upscale. You tried the Ellis Island. And that was rejected.
Didn't quite work.
Didn't quite swing. No, honey, I'm not going here. Let's go somewhere else. Take her or him to a Public House, again, located at the Venetian. First place that had a certified Cicerone. And a Cicerone is the equivalent of a wine sommelier.
Sommelier.
For beer.
All of France just winced.
Yeah, fuck the French.
You got any of that escargot with my Chateau brand and my Chardonnay?
So the equivalent for beer is a Cicerone, and they have the very first Cicerone here in Las Vegas. Now, that may sound kind of hoity-patoity, but I'll tell you what. We used them. It was a hoot.
You're saying I'm having the baby back ribs. What beer would go well with that?
Right. And he's like, well...
Bouquet. We do have a red apple cider.
A little balance to it.
Maybe a little nutty, smoky flavor.
Slight orange peel.
I think you need a Budweiser.
Right. So I'm like, that's pretty cool. And it was one of those guys who, he was serious about it, but he wasn't a douchebag about it. He was having fun. Yeah.
Do you drink Budweiser?
Oh, yes. There's a master sommelier at...
I won't have that.
In the Palazzo at Morel's. And he's hilarious. He is a French dude, but he plays trivia with you, trying to guess all the fruity things that are in there and where it came from. Right. He gives you like a little multiple guess questions.
And where is this at?
It's in Morel's, French restaurant steakhouse in the Palazzo.
And also cool, I mean, those pipes, come on.
That is kind of cool.
Those are the beers flowing. Those are the beers flowing. So highly recommended for that. By the way, that was Have a Drink on Me number 219. Public House. Okay, now, look, if you're going to do Oktoberfest, you have to mention this place, and so we shall.
It's a fun place.
I love this place.
You go to the Hofbräuhaus. Now, the best time for me to go to the Hofbräuhaus is when the World Cup is happening.
Oh, I bet.
Because the soccer is crazy. And you can go there and watch the Bundesliga, which is the German soccer league.
Okay.
On Saturdays and Sunday mornings, and watch all kinds of stuff. So if you're a soccer fan, it's a great place to go.
Super cool. So this is over on Paradise. This is just south of East Harmon. It's catty corner to the Hard Rock Casino. Like I said, you can't really miss it. It's pretty big. Parking can be kind of a pain in the ass when they get busy. It is a huge property. You walk in there and go, there's not much to it. There's a hell of a lot more to it.
Yeah.
There's a beer garden in the back, and it's really fun. So you sit on these big long benches. You don't have if you're looking for privacy,
no.
Turn around.
It's a loud place.
Super loud, super ruckus. You know, the big benches, it looks like a beer hall. So you're sitting next to these guys, and you've got these big, giant steins of beer, and you've got the Oompa Oompa bands playing.
They're fun.
They're having that big horn, that Ricola horn. You know that horn I'm talking about? They got the Ricola horn, and they're popping that thing around. And you're like, well, that's pretty cool. That's the Ricola horn. Holy crap, I saw that commercial.
Yeah.
And lots of beer. Now, the food... Look,
the pretzels are good.
Pretzels, oh, thank God.
The pretzels are awesome.
That was well done. So the pretzels are good, in fact. The food is fucking German food. So it's really not that good.
You get some sausage.
Yeah, I tried it.
You didn't like it, the Bavarian sausage?
It just didn't go for me.
I do not like the sauerkraut?
I'll have a beer and a pretzel.
The pretzels are very good.
And maybe a beer.
And maybe a spanking?
And that's the other part. So a lot of playfulness with the... they're not wenches. What do they call them?
No, those are the Excalibur.
What are they called?
They would call them...
There's a name for that.
Waitresses?
No, fuck, they don't call them waitresses. They call them... There's a name for the not wenches. Broads. Nope.
Well, the wenches are
not
at...
Not beer chicks. No, come on. What are they called?
The castle there.
There's a
called
German
beer chicks.
Name. There's a... No, not
horse.
Live chat's like just crushing.
Thanks for your help, guys.
Right, you're super helpful. Fräulein.
No, that's a girl.
Yeah, but we'll go with that.
I'm gonna find it. German. Okay,
so, anyways, so what they do is they're playful and they're doing the shots and all, but they also give you spankings.
Yes, they do.
Which is pretty fun. So, and I've been in a crowd of, I've been a group of people, and you know, several of our group have done the spankings.
They're dirndl dresses.
And it's pretty fun to watch that. So I highly recommend that you get a spanking at Hofbräu House. Plus, they have great contests. So they bring people out from the audience, and they do, the big one they're known for is you hold up a mug of beer like this, and but it's full of beer.
Right.
And you see who can hold it up the longest. And whoever wins, I don't know, probably the Ricola horn. Fuck, I don't know what it is, but it's just a really fun, loud, super exciting thing. They have celebrities come and tap the keg and all that kind of fun stuff as well. It's really a good time. Highly recommended. Again, if you're looking for a quiet kind of vibe, then why are you drinking beer? You should be drinking wine.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, and that contest is kind of fun because you got all these burly guys up there who think they can hold a thing of beer ever, and you realize after about a minute, you're like, holy crap, I'm not in very good shape anymore,
And
suddenly your arm's going down,
yeah.
And meanwhile, you got the waitress up there with two of them going, take that, mother, I can do this, you big vimps.
We've done that, you know, and the kid, I tell you, every time the kids come around, they're like, hey, can we go to Hofbräu House?
If you're a fan of the German music, and if you're a fan of German heritage, shameless plug for the radio station. Yeah. Sundays between 10 a.m. and noon, I've got a two-hour German show.
German?
She's with the Las Vegas German Society.
She's really?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's a lot of polka music and oompa bands and information and stuff on Germany. Fun. It's been going on for a long time, yeah.
No kidding.
So it's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you are a German and you miss your...
If you enjoy
you miss your mit und Bayer... If you miss your friends,
yeah,
KSHP, Saturday,
yep.
10 to 12 or something like that. All right, let's move on, shall we?
Sure.
We were here just a little while ago. Let's go over to the Monte Carlo and check out the pub. Those are all the beers at the pub. Those are kegs, ladies and gentlemen.
That's nice.
Lots of beers to choose from. Now, they have Budweiser there, but let's forgive them their trespasses. Hell, they have MGB 64. Again, let's forgive them. They're trespasses, but you can look at all the little taps there, and they've got lots. Hell, they got Miller Lite. What the hell?
You can see where they're. Well, you can see where their sponsors are. Obviously, yeah, Budweiser, right. Sam Adams, Dos Equis,
Amstel,
Coors Light.
So here's what's Miller great. Light. Here's what's great about this place. First of all, 100 plus beers. So you're
great.
Probably going to be able to find the beer that you want. Good news. We talked about this a couple of shows ago. These are one of the places that have the beer towers. So those are those towers that are about, I don't know, six, 3 or 4 feet tall, full of beer, and you just tap it, which, by the way, is the best way to drink beer among friends. You're not waiting for people to bring their beers. If you want a beer, it's right there. It's pretty awesome. Also, it's one of the few places that have live music. Of course, the Hofbräu or our Hofbräu House, they have their music, but the pub has more of more contemporary music. So it's that kind of stuff. Usually weekends, Fridays and Saturday nights. Tons of TVs up there so you can watch sports. They have a big sports focus. As a matter of fact, they have on-site sports betting there. So if you want to be in a bar, but you still want to do a little betting, you don't want to go to the major sports book of the casino, you can do that here as well. Okay?
Cool.
And I've been there and I like it. All right. So here's where I haven't been. Actually, I'll give you my honorable mention. Todd English Pub, which is located... Where is my Todd English Pub? Did I do a photo then? I did. No, I don't have it up there. That's over at Crystal's.
Yep.
One of the nicest decorated restaurants here in Las Vegas. It's very, very cool. Good food, really good service, which I was super happy about. I mean, it's in the Crystal place. So again, you take the wife. She's very happy. Oh, yes, I'd like to buy that Gucci bag. Oh, yeah. Can we go to Tiffany's? Yes, we can. However... We've got to go to Todd English Pub.
We've reached
afterwards.
Our credit card limit, honey.
We
Let's go
must
get a beer.
Go there so that I actually can drink my pain away. And this was Have a Drink on Me number 194. And then you wanted to mention another place that, although is of a different nationality, you felt it needed to be.
Well, you know, the Irish never need a reason to drink beer, and neither do the Germans. So this is kind of they're a little simpatico with each other. I always like, there's a lot of great
What's
Irish pubs in town, but McMullen's Irish Pub on the Strip, not on the Strip, off of Tropicana and across the street from the Orleans. I always forget what that little street is.
Yeah.
next to it. McMullen's is a cool place. They have great food. Cool.
Yep.
Really nice bar.
Yep.
And it's a small, compact kind of place, so it gets crowded and it gets to be fun. Another great place to go and watch soccer,
live music,
and all that live and Irish step dancing, which my friends' daughters have done there, and they're fantastic. So if you really want to go watch, you know, the Irish folk guys singing, the one man bands.
Yep.
That's a good spot to go.
They have the taps in the table. Some of the tables have the beer taps right there. So that's very cool. Yeah,
that's great.
I mean, it has a little thing right there that tells you, okay, well, you're $5 in.
It's a great little local bar.
Yeah.
And it's they do a great thing with the St. Baldrick Society, where they people go and they shave their heads for childhood cancer, and they do it there at McMullen's.
Yep.
So they're a good partner in the community, no doubt about it. Good place.
We've been there a few times. And then finally, this is a place that I haven't been to, but I want to go. And it's called Banger's Brewing, which is in the Neonopolis on Fremont Street. I've seen it every time I walk by there. I see this place. I just haven't had a chance to go in. It's in arguably probably one of the worst places on Fremont Street. Everything Neonopolis has, basically that's a place where places to go and die. However, this place has done very well, it looks like. But they have tours. They have tasting menus. And it's kind of a neat backstory that it was a bunch of guys who used to work at the Venetian. They just were kind of, you know, let's put something together. So they worked at Venetian for several years. And I'm like, well, we know a guy whose nickname is Banger. Let's get him to be our beer guy. So they brought him in, made him a partner, and
there you go.
They're making a beer thing, which is very, very cool.
I a couple other honorable mentions because I know somebody had asked about it. The 777 Brew Pub at Main Street Station is a cool spot as well. Never been to 777?
On Main Street Station.
Main Street Station.
No.
Good spot. Yep. Good spot.
So that's it. You can't go wrong. The truth of the matter is you can't walk 5 feet on the strip and not find a place where they have beer. Mm-hmm. For instance, 1842, the Michael Mina place, that was named after the year that some kind of beer was invented.
Oh.
So he's got a big beer-centric kind of vibe as well. So go to any one of those places. I really recommend, if you haven't been to Ellis Island, go to Ellis Island. I guarantee you, besides getting $1.75 pint beer, you will have a story to talk about when you leave that place. Now, it may be a story of you having to get out of jail, but that's not my problem. That's okay, actually. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. Hey, Scott Whitney here for LASIK of Nevada. And I know what you're probably thinking. Scott, you're wearing glasses. What on earth can you tell me about LASIK? Well, let me tell you my story. So some time ago, I visited Dr. Rothman to see if I could have the LASIK procedure. Had a couple tests done and come to find out I wasn't a candidate. But instead of those $299 an eye guys who pretty much will work on anybody, Dr. Rothman brought me aside and just said it wasn't an option at the time, which I really appreciated. Meanwhile, he's gone on and done 60,000 LASIK procedures. I got friends in Reno down here in Las Vegas who've all seen Dr. Rothman. As a matter of fact, he is the most experienced LASIK surgeon living in Nevada today. So check out their website. It's LASIKofNV.com. Again, LASIKofNV.com. And if you mention Vegas Video Network, they're going to give you 50% off of premium LASIK plus, come here, an additional $200 off. Do it. That's LASIKofNV.com. All right, part of what we do here is we serve the community, both locals and tourists. We look out and do things so you don't have to. I did that this weekend.
We get food poisoning, so you don't have to.
You don't have to. So I did that. I almost did that this weekend. Yeah. So I went to a place.
Is this the one right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you been there?
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
You've been to this place?
Yep. It's the old Hungry Hunters at Sahara and Rainbow, which is a pretty good steakhouse back in the 1996.
Yeah, well, they fucked that up.
2000.
Buffet at Asia. So we live close to this area. And we drive by that place I drive by it every day going to work. And I'm like, this place is just packed with people.
Every day.
I'm like, okay. We dropped off the girls. The girls came and visited this weekend. And I'm like, okay. We're hungry. Let's get something to eat. Melissa's is like, well, you know, let's try this buffet place. I'm like, okay, let's go. If nothing else, I can talk about it on the show. And guess what?
I'm talking about it on the show.
I'm talking about it on the show.
Yeah.
So we walk into this place, And first, you know where you see those signs that have been up there for a long time and they put stickers and post-its over it because they're changing all the rules?
Yeah.
So it's one of those places.
Okay.
You know, you got to do this. They don't tell you where you should wait. We kind of walk up. There's a sign that says, wait here to be seated. So we stand there, waited to be seated, and no one's seating us. Now, the fucking hostess is right next to us, right there. And we're standing. We look behind us. We see some more people come walking in. They pay first, and they get seated. I'm like, oh, I guess you have to pay first. Fair enough. I didn't see that on a post-it note up on the wall. Okay, fine. So we pay our whatever it was. I think it was $10, $11, $12 or whatever it was per person. And then the hostess, who definitely wasn't having a good day.
Right.
Not a good day. So there's a little bar off to the side. So she walks us towards the bar and goes, she doesn't say anything. She just points at a table. Now, this table had used napkins on it and straw wrappers on it. And she's like, and we're like, the fuck are you talking about? So we're like, no, that's not going to work there, princess. So she walks away, doesn't say anything, just turns around, walks, you know, past all the food, which we'll talk about in a second, and goes into another room and sits us down at this table for four. Right, so we're sitting down. I'm like, okay, well, you know, what's the protocol? We don't really know. So we're sitting there. There's a couple straws there. And so we're talking, well, you think we should get up or what do we do? And then these four people come up and go, that's our table. What? Yeah, well, apparently, if the straws are on the table, that means the table has been taken. Okay. Now, I didn't know that. You would think the hostess would know that, but she didn't care to remind me of that. So we're like, oh, geez, I'm sorry. Another little girl comes up who, you know, clearly... There wasn't a smile in the place, man. All the people who were with her looked like they were indentured servants.
They probably weren't paid that way.
I'm telling you, man, it did not look pleasant. So she's like, not a smile. You want to sit at that table over there? Without that kind of voice. Is it okay? Are there any straws there? Are we going to be kicked out of that table? So we sit down and we're like, okay, do you want something to drink? Yeah, we'll have a Coke or whatever. So okay, let's go get the food. So we go off. We head off to the food.
Oh, you're taking pictures of the food.
Well, it's blurry because I didn't want to get caught. Okay. I'm afraid they might shoot me or something. So that's the best picture I could get. Now, it looks clean enough and it looks fine enough, but what it lacked in service, it made up for in no taste in any of the food.
Really?
So, I mean, I'm eating it and going, well, that doesn't taste like broccoli beef. Well, the fried rice doesn't taste particularly fry-y. Right. Well, how about the shrimp with the eyes and the... Oh, I'm not touching those fucking things. It was horrible stuff. I'm like, I don't get it. Now, Melissa, on the other hand, was like, well, this isn't so bad. This is pretty nice.
But everything's good for Melissa.
She's nice. She's too nice. You know, she likes people. People like her. All those kind of things. But I'm like, I don't get this. Now, meanwhile... Melissa was very angry when I said this. I'm like, we're the only people speaking English in this place.
Now, usually that's a good sign.
Well, and that's what I said.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It wasn't a good sign. It was these people were not here because of the taste. They were here because it was $10.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So I'm like, well, I'll have dessert. It's hard to mess up a dessert. Wrong.
Yeah.
Nope. They fucked that up too. As a matter of fact, it looked so bad, I got nothing. Not one thing. Except... an ice cream cone.
Oh.
Safe.
Okay.
They did very good. Yeah, right. It's hard to say.
I got one thing. Salmonella.
Salmonella. So I had ice. No, I did not get salmonella there, by the way, so they were safe there. So they did real good on the location.
You know, I did. Yeah. No, go ahead.
Good location.
Yeah, right.
Because it's close to me. The ice cream cone was very good. The fact that they let me out, excellent. Other than that...
What was the best thing about the buffet at Asia? The ice cream. How about the fortune cookie?
Didn't get one.
Didn't get one.
No.
Okay. Now, next door, have you been to Big Al's next door?
I have.
Okay. Bill's not Ben. What about on the other side, Brada's
Bowls? I've heard about this, but have not been there. As a matter of fact,
it's part of my my weekly to 2 week lunch regimen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So, as we were driving out of China Hell,
Brada's.
We drove right by Brada's and we're like, I've heard good things about that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should go there next time.
It's a little more expensive than it needs to be, but it's good. I go there for lunch and it's more of a it's very, very casual. So, it's almost fast foody. But it's good. They do a good job there.
So if you are a local and you find yourself at Rainbow and Sahara, keep driving.
We'll go to Brada's.
Well, don't go,
to Big L's for
a
Chicago-style hot dog over by here.
Stay away from the China thing, Asia buffet thing. It is horrible.
Well, I would just suggest you keep going down the street and just go to Sushi Fever and have my favorite sushi place in town.
Mm. What I suggest is the Sushi Fever.
I'm not a big fan of the buffets.
We'll see.
I know. No, I've done it before.
No, I don't disagree.
You know.
Most buffets are disappointing.
They are.
And this one is the king of this.
And there's nothing worse than a breakfast buffet.
Ah, yes. That's like the continental
would
breakfast.
Would you like the Eggs Benedict with the the English muffin that is from 1912?
Would I?
To break your left incisor off, because that's what's going to happen. You need a filling removed. Have some more
I will
bacon.
Say this. When I left there, I thought, I now understand why this place is so packed.
Right.
It's the same reason why year after year, when voting for the best steak restaurant in Las Vegas, it's not any of the steak restaurants that I'd recommend.
Like
Sizzler. Fucking Sizzler. Or it's
Outback Steakhouse.
Outback, that's it. Yeah. Outback is the best steakhouse in Las Vegas.
The best Italian is Olive Garden.
Yeah, exactly. Right. According to Las Vegas Review.
Well, here's the funny thing. One of my sons likes to go to Olive Garden like after school once in a while with my wife if my other son has got something going on, because he likes one specific thing on the menu. My wife, of course, who's 100% Italian, makes her own sauce, and she goes, I go in there and I almost want to get sick every time I walk in just by walking in there thinking to myself, I feel like I'm just disparaging my heritage by walking into this place.
That's right. So, yeah, it was so bad. Yeah. I mean, it was almost comical bad, except for the part where I paid for it. I actually was really pissed off at the hostess. I wanted to say something, but I didn't. I'm like, okay.
When it starts off bad from the get-go.
Yeah, that wasn't a good start.
Right.
The whole thing was just crappy. Yeah. All right. NHL.
Let me do my restaurant too, then we'll stay on the restaurant theme, and then we'll do the other one, if I can. Do that one down there a little bit longer.
How long is that one going to take you?
Not very long.
Go.
Well, my son's turned 18 on Saturday.
Woo, so thank God.
The boys are 18. I told them now, no longer, you're completely on your own. You are now living, there is a raft on the pool. That is your new bedroom, because I'm making your bedroom a sauna. No. But they wanted to go to the Texas de Brazil and devour dead animals. Have you been to the Texas de Brazil? It's in Town Square on Las Vegas Boulevard. They are a chain. And basically for $50 a person.
Is that the same one that's in Mirage?
I think it's the only one in Las Vegas.
Is that the one that you scrape?
Yeah, it's a Brazilian.
So they have one of those. They have that kind of a place in Mirage.
Yeah, yeah. There's several of them around. So we're there, and our waitress happened to be Brazilian, which is kind of cool. And she's very nice. And it's a really, they have the largest doors in the place. They're like 12 to 14 feet high, and I'm not exaggerating. Right. And nobody has the strength to open them the very first time, because they all go, what the fuck? Then you actually got to kind of lean into it. I can push it now and go from there. I need that Everton pen, because my son is a fan of Everton.
Too bad.
So, just so you know. But anyway.
Have him start a show.
Yeah. Anyway. You just lost its function. The cool thing about what they do there is you have a little like a coaster, and on one side it's red, on the other side it's green. If it's green, get everybody coming to your place going, would you like some prime rib? Would you like some filet mignon? Would you like some Parmesan chicken? Would you like some sausage?
Such a good idea.
Would you like, this is flank steak. And then you're getting all this food. And then, of course, they do have a little buffet area where you can grab some salads and some antipastos and lobster bisque. And then they have, of course, they have dessert. And after about the first time through, you're thinking, holy crap, I can't possibly eat anymore. And I had one piece of pork, one piece of steak, one sausage. Oh, yeah, I had 45 pieces of that thing. And I had some garlic mashed potatoes. It was very good. It's a popular place. And, they like it. So it's a good spot.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Uber.
The Uber.
So we talked about this before. You know, Uber is in town now. It's a big deal. Uber and Lyft. That's, for those of you who don't know, it's the people who drive their own cars, and you basically hook up them with a mobile app, and they drive you around. It was a big deal. They started for a minute, they were kicked out, and they're back. And by the way, they just announced Uber XL, which is, you remember you asked,
extra large?
Yeah. Remember you asked about how do you get multiple people?
Ah.
And so Uber XL is that answer to that.
Okay. It's so, the big and tall version of Uber.
It's right. So if you're a fat fuck, there you go. Zig, who is in the live chat, who is a contributor here for the show, is also an Uber driver. And he's been really great about sending me information about what it's like to be an Uber driver. And he sent me his first week or so of business and what ended up being his actual income. So here's what happened to him, or what he accomplished. So over the course of last week, he did six fares. So the way it works, the way that they share the revenue is that Uber takes 25%. So if they get a dollar, Uber gets a quarter, and Zig gets 75 cents.
Okay.
So he takes the money, he gets 75%, retains that. And if you looked at his income range, he, like I said, he did six different fares. His income range for each fare was between $17 an hour and $59 an hour. So some of that sounds pretty damn good.
Right.
Some of it doesn't sound as good. So when we looked at all of his income, we added all his income up and divided by the number of hours he actually did. He did about 92 minutes of driving during that first thing. He ended up making $35.25 an hour. So $35 an hour, which sounds, I don't know how it sounds to people, but I did the math on that. And if you take that, and by the way, if you're ever wondering how much money somebody makes over a year, if you're an hourly person, if you take the number and multiply it by 20,080, that will tell you basically what your yearly income is. So if you take 35, 25 and multiply it by 2080, what you get, and that's basically a 40-hour week, by the way, what you get is $72,000 a year. So what he's basically earning is the equivalent of $72,800 a year if he was working 40 hours a week.
Well, if he had the fares also to be able
that's
to do
right.
that.
So, and that's the main point here.
My question is, he only had six fares. How long was he idle? Not doing anything, but waiting for a fare? Or are you
yes.
Are you driving around hoping that somebody sees Zig moving into their neighborhood? Or does Zig hang out at his house in area, wherever yeah. he might be, and so, waits for somebody in that area?
And Zig will probably answer this. I know a little bit about that. So Zig actually isn't spending the majority of his time doing Uber.
Right.
He has two other jobs that he does other than Uber. So Uber is his third job.
Okay.
So I don't.
I love the work ethic, by the way.
He's out there. He's hustling. The guy's out there hustling.
He's at his house. Okay.
He was helping me at the studio for a while as well. So he's out there trying to, you know, get the job done. So I don't really know if he, you know, of that 92 minutes of content of work, how much of that was him doing nothing and how much of that was him actually, I'm ready to take the deal. And he wasn't driving around. He says that he was just at his house. Now, his house is located at a pretty good area, you know, west right. of the 15 off of Sahara. So it's not a bad place to be kind of hanging
close
around
strip,
for stuff.
Right.
Yeah, close to the strip, still kind of close to the west side. He lives near, right, Palace Station. So, you know, I think that it's still out. Like I said, he's only had six fares. I think if he does 10 fares, if he really gets to 20 fares, then he'll have a decent look at whether this is a good deal.
Yeah.
Actually, that question you ask is a great question, which is
how
much of that time?
Because I asked it.
Well, you are a very, very, very smart man.
I'm a professional interviewer.
You're very attractive and you're
it's
very smart.
It's all about
yes,
digging
you are.
Deeper.
Yeah, and I really am impressed by the way you prepare for these shows, by the way. So
have I contributed?
yeah.
Have I, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So
what would be great, Zig, is if you could tell us of that 92 minutes, how much time were you waiting? Because that'll actually give you your real hourly wage.
Right.
Right. And that's, I think that'll be fascinating. We'll do one more. You can either do NHL or dog park.
Well, the NHL thing is just, they had a meeting today. So that's really all there was to it. We'll find out later this year or early next year if they get a franchise. I think they will. Last Wednesday, I took radio to...
Wait a minute, did you just do two?
I did. I took radio to a... I did a very quick story.
No, I know what you just did there. You're not fooling anybody.
I know.
Should we vote them off the island?
Vote me off the island. They want to hear about radio.
All right.
I think the live chatters want to hear a radio question.
Just go.
So I took her to a park class with my trainer has, I finished all the individual training classes and they offer.
No.
Come on, Mike. Hey, even David F. Yeah, I know what that F stands for.
Nobody wants to hear.
See, Mike just says radio. That's cool.
All right, let's go.
So, okay, I'm trying.
Come on.
So I'm at Pecos Legacy Park, which is near the 215, and it's basically Pecos and Wigwam, is where I had to drive to. I live way on the west side of town, so it wasn't really convenient to go get there. But anyway, I go to the park class, and there's two baseball fields, little league fields, and they're all, you know, fenced in. And so I let Radio loose in the outfield. She's running around having a good old time, and it was time for the class to start. So I called her over, and here comes Radio, and she's actually running the bases. She rounded second, headed for third, and started to head home. I swear to God, she did.
That's weird.
That was great. I was like, go. She was sending her home anyway.
Slide.
So I get over. And then, of course, there's some other lady walking her little rat dog. And not your dogs are small, but they're not little rat dogs.
No,
you know those little
itty
bitty rat dogs that weigh like 6 pounds that you stick in your purse? Yeah, she's out walking her dog, and she's trying to tell me how we're supposed to be. Yeah. Did you flush the toilet on her?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, thank you.
You're killing me,
Smalls. So I go join the class, and there's a couple of other ladies who are not part of the class who go through the class, and they're all looking at us like, oh, God, like they don't know the rules to the park. Their dogs are not on leashes. But they were on leashes. They were just laying on the ground because the dogs were being trained to come and do. Yeah, so
like, I thought they were going to
say. And they're like calling the park police.
He led on first without waiting for the pitch to go. I think there's a rule there.
It's a little league rule.
You
got to wait till the ball crosses the plate, Radio.
Come on,
where are you going?
Radio.
You're out. Yeah,
so you're not a sports guy? He's a broadcaster, for God's sake. He knows the rules.
And speaking of Oktoberfest, one of the guys there had a dog, a German Shepherd, full-grown German Shepherd, and the guy was doing the commands in German.
What?
I thought that was kind of... What's he saying? I think he just said stop.
He said attack. Attack the guy. Attack the other German Shepherd.
No, the Radio had fun. It was a good time. It was kind of cool.
And now it's time for Brett's favorite video.
Oh,
it's
Danny
hour.
With her 6-hour videos.
And she has a lovely little message for Brett at the
awesome.
End. So let's
awesome.
Watch that. Let's go down to the southest part of Las Vegas. We call it California. No, we'll see what it is.
I've never heard of this place. So let's...
Hey there. It is Danny Ackerman, your roving Vegas Video Network reporter here for another happy hour review at the Hostel Grape, which is located at the M Hotel and Casino, which is down on South Las Vegas Boulevard, way, way, way south of the Strip, but still take a straight line. You can get there pretty easy. So we're here for their very odd hour and happy hour, which is from 7 to... And they're only open
so she fucked up the time there,
Wednesday
just so you know.
Through Sunday. So close on Monday, Tuesday, half price appetizers, and they will put in...
So let me just kind of get in on that. I'm not really sure what happened there. She said 7 to something. She bleeped it out. Then she had a graphic that said 8. So if the happy hour is 7 to 8, that's not a happy hour. That's a miserable hour. No one can be happy. Give me more than... So, Danny, you're on here. Is it 7 to what?
She fixed it, she says.
No, it says it's 7 to, and you beeped it out, and then it said 8 in a graphic. I'm not exactly sure how long the happy hour is.
Can you not see that sign? Does it say?
It said, I have it. It said right there. Hold on, right?
Just 7-8, 1 hour.
Yeah, that seems insane.
Not long enough.
No.
Usually happy hours, 2-3 hours.
Here we go.
Wednesday through Sunday. So close on Monday, Tuesday, half price appetizers, and they will put an extra $10
ding, ding.
On your wine card if you purchase $50.
I love that.
Now, it's really easy to go through $50 here on the wine card. Got to be careful, but you get to taste some really good wines, and you get an ounce instead of spending $100 on a bottle. Buy an ounce for $10 and check it out. So we had some fun. Tasted some wines, had some appetizers. Steve had clam chowder and scallops, and I had the shrimp cocktail. That's right. I was going to get a Caesar salad, but all they have is that nasty anchovy.
Okay, hold on. Let's just say that the...
I like that face.
The anchovy...
Good spot there.
The anchovy... Yeah, I think we'll just leave that up there. The anchovy Caesar salad dressing is what... all Caesar's salad dressing should be made of.
That's true.
So we're going to have to provide Danny with a demerit.
That's actually a great impersonation, Danny, of the Wicked Witch of the West.
I'll get you, my pretty.
So I passed on that. What can I say? Not a fan. There's not a whole lot to do here. It's we're not going to stay long. So this one's really only going to get 3 thumbs.
Okay, let's talk about the rating. So she said we're not going to stay long. It's only an hour long. And she still gave her 3 out of 4. I don't get that.
She got 4 thumbs or 5 thumbs?
4.
Okay.
They went back to 4.
Okay.
And they're giving it 3.
So they're still saying
it's an hour. And she didn't like the salad. She didn't like the time. She didn't like anything there. What is happening? We're being too kind. I'm going to change her 3 thumbs to 1.5 thumbs.
1.5? Ouch.
Let's continue.
From us this time. I can't show 2 thumbs, and neither can you, because you're holding the light.
All right, let's move. Okay, 3.
Those are not thumbs. I'm just saying. That's
this
a
is
thumb.
What makes Brett want a drink right here.
She's laughs at that. Nice timing there.
You can't just switch hands and make
Danny
it work.
Says she has a 5 thumb
anyway,
lady.
Oh, it's even worse.
Danny Ackerman here, your roving Vegas Video Network reporter, signing off with another happy hour review. Back next week.
Dear Brett, I hope you will appreciate all that went in on the cutting room floor so you could enjoy a shorter video. We aim to please and certainly not bore, but you can still kiss my ass. Ladies and gentlemen.
I love it.
Danny Ackerman. Thank you, Danny.
The awesome thing is that, see, Danny's thinking about me. Well, yeah, I appreciate it.
How can you not? You're pretty neat.
I'm pretty unforgettable.
Unforgettable.
Hey, if we're giving her a live weekly tutorial on how to do this.
That's what we're doing.
And she's getting better.
She's getting better.
I will give her kudos. You're getting better.
Some nice editing work.
Absolutely.
I can tell she's been practicing.
Better.
She's doing the little spin wheel thing. Eventually,
what she really needs
that
is
never do that.
To borrow your world's smallest teleprompter. That we have used.
I saw that as your thing, by the way.
That's my new Facebook picture.
I saw that. That was pretty cool. You know what? But I will say this. Whether or not, it's actually out of 5 thumb, by the way. So she said 3 out of 5. I'm saying it's a 2 out of 5. I've overruled her thumbs. And for that, I believe we should drink.
Have a drink.
Have a drink on me. Come on. Oh, that's right. This is Have a Drink on Me. This is part of the show where, put that over there, please.
Where we're missing music.
It's part of the show where
this is for like the GIMP.
Where I go to a bar or I take a picture of a bar and I put it up on the computer screen. And then guess what happens? You get to win stuff. Really? Is that even possible anymore? Sure it is. But Scott, what can they win?
They can win all kinds of things, Scott, including the fabulous, beautiful Vegas Video Network visor.
Sold 2 of these this week.
Absolutely. It's a fabulous gift, and the holidays are fast approaching. Or wonderful music, including Crisp Acoustic 1 and 2 and the original Good Jazzathon. They're all original. That's for sure. Except some are remakes. Or you could have a imported beverage on Scott. This one from Bex.
Very good.
Yes.
And where do you go to send your answers to Have a Drink on Me, Brett?
You plop your butt down on the couch and you type out an email to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com.
Excellent. And as always, the rules are this. You send in an answer. If the answer is correct, we put you in the hat. By the way, if you want to double your opportunity, you're in the live chat during this segment. We'll double it. And if you want to double it again, or actually just add one more, if you send a picture or a video of the Gajazzathon CD in the wild, then we will also... By the way, there's a baby in that stomach. Fear nothing.
No longer. Sigourney Weaver.
The baby's no longer in that stomach. That's a good point. Then we will also give you another opportunity to win. But first, it's time for the Galaxy of God. There's Bob, Sammy, and Scott. There's Jackie and Christina, who just had a baby. There's Brett's dad and Don and Wayne. Mike, you, there's Danny. Danny's got a different visor because she lost that one.
She did?
She can't be trusted. There's Michael and there's Brett. There's some other people. We've got more music, so some random pictures, and then we'll go back to here.
That's pretty good.
There it is.
She lost her visor. I saw the Jackie was at the Dodgers game last night in San Francisco.
She was on TV. They were like, they took her Twitter thing, and she's like, she got, fan of the week or something.
Right, yeah.
Which I thought was funny is that there was nobody behind her. I'm like, well, I can't really draw a lot of people at the Dodgers, but I thought that wouldn't be very nice. Okay.
It was early, yeah.
Let's take a look at last week's Have a Drink on Miski. Boink. There it is. Yeah. This, I made up for last week. Last week was a tough one. This week was Muy Easy Arrow.
But you're not really showing a picture of the bar. You're showing a picture of your table.
Right. You know, but if you look at the picture where the bar is, it's pretty easy to tell. Yeah. By the way, my clues were awesome. We had 22 entries, and we had 22 correct entries. That's how smart our people are. 22 out of 22. And again, the hints were, it's Hennessy's Tavern, it's Hennessy's Tavern, it's
Hennessy's.
I think it's Hennessy's Tavern. Okay. Yeah. So let's take a look at who we have for our guys. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Tom Uglin. I think Tom's in the live chat.
He is?
I think I saw a Tom U. Yep, there he is.
All right.
Tommy's in there, baby. We got a huge live chat today. Maybe that's one, good. Of, Tom one U. of our whoop. Biggest. Whoop, there's Tommy.
Is Tom a new one? I don't recall Tom had been there before.
Yeah, he's been there. Andrew Schulman. I don't think Andrew's in there.
Nice.
Dan Short from Toronto, Canada. Penny Gregory. Penny's played along before, not where she's from. I'm going to say she's in the CIA, doesn't want us to know.
That's right.
Phil Ukrainik from, that's North Star 9. He's from Thunder Bay, Canada. We know Phil is in the live chat.
So Phil?
Under North Star. Yeah, say so Phil Ukrainik.
I'm just going to call him North Star 9.
That's probably
smarter. That better?
That's better. Yeah. Mark Stillerman, Tuck 78, Las Vegas. We know Mark's in there.
All right.
There we are. Scott Van Vliet, Kid Dakota. We know Scotty's in there. He's from North Aurora, Illinois.
Yes. So who are you doing there, Kid Dakota?
Yeah, Kid Dakota's in there. Boink. All these people are doubling their opportunity because they're in the live chat right
now. Double the fun.
How smart is that? Leslie Vasquez, she hasn't told us where she's from, so I've decided she's from Guam. What are you going to do? Tell me no. Okay. Jim Gallagher, which is Jimmy Two G's. Now I understand why he's called Jimmy Two G's. He's in the live chat.
He is?
Yep.
Does he?
Let me double check. I think I saw him in there. Jimmy.
You say yeah, Jimmy or Timmy?
Jimmy Two G's. He's in there.
Because he stutters? Why is it Jimmy?
Let me
two
say
G's?
A little something about Jimmy. So when I first saw Jimmy's live chat, Jimmy Two G's, if that doesn't sound like a mafia guy, I don't know what
that's
does.
Right. You're right.
Well, you know what Jimmy tried to do? What
did he try to do?
Jimmy tried to cheat.
Uh-oh. Should I take his extra entry out?
No. Okay. I'm just going to put out a warning to you people.
How did he try to cheat?
Well, he didn't put in just one entry. He did a double entry this week. Mm. He put in one in one day, and then about a few days later, he tried to pop in another one.
Nice.
No. Jimmy?
Luckily, you can count to 23. And they say, hey, wait a second.
Jimmy says, no, we don't do that. No. So we're keeping an eye on you, Jimmy. We're watching you like a hawk ski. All right, Monica Fagan. Mona hasn't, she's played forever. Monica doesn't tell us where she's from. I've decided she's from Austria. Dave Fagan, who is not related, by the way. Dave is from Seattle. He's a new live chat person, and he's in the live chat today, as a matter of fact.
That's Dave F., who Dave made fun of me earlier.
So Dave's in there. Right. He's doubling his fun, doubling his good times. We've got Mike Q. He's from Portland. We know Mikey's in there. Mike was in there about an hour before the show started because he's a stud. Ken Anderson from Las Vegas. Let's see if Kenny's in there. Sometimes he is, sometimes he's not. Ken missed it right now, so Ken's in there. We've got Rob Cole, who's also from Las Vegas. He's not in the live chat today. And then Brian Leach, he's a good man who brought the fire and the honey. And Brian is in the live chat. He was just in Las Vegas last week. So give Brian a double as well.
Sorry.
All right.
All right. So that's Brian.
Okay. We got Neil Mitchell from the UK. Neil says, I'm assuming that this large giant beer, which is on the outside of Hennessy's, is for the dumbasses who are eating burgers as big as your head.
I think that's
probably true. Yep. And then Steve I, who's in the live chat from Prescott, Michigan.
Oh, Jimmy 2G says that his email came back, so he wasn't sure it went through. That's why.
Sure, that's what all criminals say. What's a criminal going to say?
I believe you, Jimmy.
What's a good?
I'll defend you. I'm Oscar Goodman. I'm lawyer to the mob.
I believe you, Jimmy. You almost sounded like, I believe you, Jimmy. No, I don't believe you,
Jimmy.
You
had me at hello, Jimmy.
You can't call yourself Jimmy Two G's and have me actually believe a goddamn word you say. So,
Jimmy drives a Lincoln Town Car.
Yeah, just so I mentioned that to you. The email bounced back. The email bounced back. Yeah. That's what I did.
Sidebar. Yeah. Did you see the new Cadillac Eldorado 2016 is coming out? Oh, my God. No, what a pimp mobile. You got to look it up.
I will.
Look it up. It is a sharp, sharp looking
car. Did you put Steve I in there?
I think I did.
That's mine.
I thought it. No, it was Steve Q. Steve.
He didn't do Steve.
No, I did not do Steve.
He wrote last week that last week was a great show. In other words, last week was a great show. Everything before, a shit
sucked.
Show. Thanks for that. Okay.
I got one more left. So who
are we going to do? I got more. Because we've got more people for sure.
Okay.
Next one. Danny Ackerman.
Oh, Danny. Oh, she gets to yell at me again. All right.
Come on.
Brett, you stupid...
Stupid bastard.
This week was so easy. Well, for stalkers of Scott, his social postings gave more clues. So hard, this is not. Hennessy's Tavern is the answer of the week. The live music and good times are there that you will seek. What's cool is to watch all the peoples cross the way, jump on a scale, and hope to be fat enough not to pay. So drinks at the bar, then put on a gown. Eat yourself silly, but don't let your heart attack get you down. Love Danny. Again, Danny went back to the lack of punctuation.
Yeah, Danny.
The lack of stanza.
That was hard.
Yes, that was hard. And I need to have, and I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I need assistance, Danny.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Yeah.
Because sometimes she's, you know what she's doing? She's toying with us. Sometimes just, she does stanzas.
Yeah.
I believe you call them stanzas.
I did, yeah. I believe that's what they're called.
I believe that's what they're called, too.
Yeah.
And that's the way I like them. Yeah. I like a good stanza.
I'm with you there. So I don't know the proper, I'm not sure which word is supposed to rhyme with the word.
It's like E.C. Cummings or whatever that fucker guy does who doesn't write it, doesn't do any capital letters, doesn't do any punctuation. Give me that. This is what she sent us. She sent us this. Now, how the hell do you know where the rhymes are?
Exactly.
You can't know. Come on, Danny. I work with you.
She's going to be punished with no more reviews for a week.
No, she's doing reviews.
She's being suspended.
I'm going to make her do an hour review.
Actually, Danny, you won't be paid next week. Oh, wait. She wasn't paid this week. So it's okay. Nothing's changed.
I would like him to shut the fuck up. Any chance of that?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Craig Doggery? How do you pronounce
that? What the hell are you trying to say? That'd be Doherty.
Doherty.
Craig Doherty.
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 That's a good name.
It's a good German name, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so. Craig says, hey, what's up, guys? Long-time listener, first-time participant. It's surprising to me how many people have watched this and are just beginning to reach out to us now.
That's cool.
It really is cool.
No, it is.
It makes me...
I like it when they say, long-time participant, first-time viewer.
Right, or
the other way around.
Long time pimp, first time. Never mind.
Exactly.
After hearing Brett's question, participation on Haddam Answers, I knew I must throw my hat into the ring. Plus, it's getting close to the holidays, and some new Christmas music would be very nice.
Oh, there you go. Where's he from, Mr. Doherty?
Christmas in here? I don't think I have Christmas music in here. Home of the South Inc. I don't know. That's his company, I think. Plus, it's getting okay. This week's answer is Hennessy. Don't screw this up, Brett. Pull my name out.
Okay.
Attaboy.
Does he get an extra one?
No.
No, okay, just the one.
No. Paul Huffnagel.
Oh.
One of my favorite names.
Huff the Magic Nagel.
Because I can say it.
Oh, there you go. So we're limited to Smith, Jones, Jackson, Johnson, and
Huffnagel.
Grant.
Huffnagel.
Yes. The bar in question is Hennessy's Tavern.
Correct.
If I'm picked, I'll take the drink, and I love the rum bar. I will be relocating from Orange County in early October.
That's where I grew up.
So I will be expecting some help moving my furniture in.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Exactly.
Tomahawk said no.
No, he say fuck no. I'll say thank you now, as I know I can count on you both. On a serious side note, I would like to say thank you, as the weekly discussions about Vegas has made my decision to move an easier one to make. Great job, as always, guys. Send for my mail for Windows 10.
Tomahawk
said no. Good luck on the move.
Yeah.
And good luck on the movers.
Yeah. No, I can give you a recommendation on that.
Yeah.
I'd recommend not calling either Brett or me.
Exactly. No Brett, no Scott.
Other than that, you're on your own. Okay. Yes. And finally, Alan Perry.
Oh, there's Alan.
Alan is in the live chat. There he is. Double him up.
AP.
Here's what Alan says. Hey, Scott and Brett. The bar for this week's Haddam is Hennessy's Tavern on Fremont Street, downtown. And having sat in the exact location that you have on the picture right there.
Did he call his name on the
table? Man, have we seen some stupid shit going on. Great people watching spot. That is why we love downtown. More on a personal, private note, Brett, we are praying for you. Nope. Aaron and I cannot send more positive energy your way. We love you. Keep fighting the good fight. Hey, Scott, it was such a pleasure meeting you last Wednesday. We would love to see you two enjoy the Crown Royal. I believe you did.
We already
did.
Yeah,
you thank you very much for that offer. And by the way, that was a very super...
Very generous gift.
Okay, where is it? Brent, give me my Crown Royal back, you lying son of a bitch.
It's in my pants. Come get it.
We got home safely on Friday after great memories of the town. Viva Vegas. Until next spring. Brent's... Alan is so funny. So I'm a summer guy.
Right.
Right. But we were talking about just Vegas in general because he comes here three times a year. He lives in Arizona.
Yeah, in the Prescott.
Yeah. And I'm like, so do you... You know, what are you doing for New Year's? You should come here for New Year's. And you think I'm a summer guy? He basically told me, go fuck yourself. It's cold here. I'm like, yeah, but it's really, it's a lot of people. It keeps you warm. It's pretty, he literally looked at me and went, are you out of your fucking mind? Like, I'm not coming here.
I agree with
him. In the winter, it's too cold. I'm like, okay, well, you're
Well, it's not like Prescott is much different climate than Vegas is.
Well, first of all, Prescott, it snows there.
Right.
So I'm a little confused.
Are you a big New Year's guy going down and doing the party?
Well,
you like
I've
that?
Done it a couple times. Okay. I had a very, very good time. I've been here 9 years. We went to Fremont Street twice.
Okay.
And it was a blast. Because, you know, you have to pay to get in, so it changes the quality of people to get in. It's like $30 or $40, whatever it is, dollars. Great music. I mean, the best music that they have there. I mean, they have big-time bands. Or Cheap Trick was there 1 year. I mean, kind of stuff. I just had a ball down there. The very first time I did the Strip, it wasn't as great.
It
was all right. But, if you're going to come here, go. But I actually had more fun in Fremont Street.
So you pay the $30 and you're able to get into all the casinos and
all
that kind of stuff?
Yeah, all the casinos. And you can go to the casinos, but you just can't get inside there. I mean, they can't lock you out of the casinos without paying. But if you have the payment, you get a wristband, and then you can go in and out and do all your stuff.
So if you wanted to go gamble and stuff, you can
still do that
and get back outside or use the restrooms.
Well, so what happens is
what about the restrooms?
The restrooms in the casinos you can go to, but they basically fence it off so you can't get into Fremont Street.
Right.
So there's a fence that's about 10 feet away from the entrance all the way around Fremont Street.
Okay.
So you can get in and go around, but you can't party, basically. You can't see the concerts. You can't do any of that kind of stuff.
Okay.
It's great. Love that place. Okay. We would also love to do... Oh, so he said, we would love to do our next drink, because they're going to win again, because they always win, at Top Golf Joint. Do you know what this is?
Yeah, it's going to be right next to UNLV.
A
buddy of mine is going to be the marketing guy.
Brett, I think you would really enjoy that, and we would love to meet you in person. Until then, you guys are the best.
You went, what, last Wednesday? I think you guys got together?
Oh, yeah, Wednesday.
That's when I had the thing with the dog, so I apologize for missing out on that.
And then finally, Gene the Dancing Machine, we know him as Pops. He gets a double because he's in there, but wait, does he get another one? Nope. Yes he does. Here's Pops video to give him a triple.
Pops times two.
Here we go.
Times three. Is that in his aquarium? Is that a rat running by? What the fuck was that?
Going to Vegas. Come on, kids, join in. Everybody's got a cell phone. I'm getting extra credit for this. It's easier being in school.
I couldn't tell what the hell was going on there.
Pops, what was that running around?
My guess is that Pops is a heroin dealer. And what we just saw there was actually a vision. I don't know what. It could have been, first of all, if you put that in a goddamn fish tank, I'm not going to be happy. Pops, tell us what you've done. I don't really know what that was.
But he
tripled him.
And he
also wrote, maybe you can check that if he says anything while I'm reading. Last week, I laughed until I had tears running down my face as my video got thoroughly trashed over the use of my old winning vouchers. This guy's a fucking criminal. I got Jimmy 2G's trying to fucking cheat me, and I got old Pops going, oh, yeah, you gave me luck. Yeah, sure, I got luck.
He said it's a 2010 Dodge Challenger at 1/16th of scale going very fast.
So Stewart did something like that. That's pretty funny. However, up until then, it was the very best bad idea I could come up with. Okay, so keep doing the great things that you do. Getting great info mixed with laughter from you guys is great every day. The insights are awesome. Scott, you're a very attractive man. What the fuck is that all about? Okay,
did we get Mr. Unconformity is asking if we put his entry in his email?
Did
for,
not read it. Did we?
I'm not sure what his real name is. That's
what's your real name, Unconformity?
I just asked that question. So
I don't recall you being in there. You did not tell us that you were Unconformity.
He said he sent an email.
What's the email under?
Well, we're still waiting for that.
Let us know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we will look. What's in there? If you're in there.
Yeah, so let us know, Mr. Unconformity. The Great Unconformity. His name is.
Can you say who it is?
It says The Great Unconformity.
No, I don't have that.
We don't have it.
When did he send it?
When did you send it?
Send it today. We didn't get it.
If you sent it today, we did not get
it. Is.
Wait, stop.
Yeah, it's Jan.
It's Jam?
It's too late. Jam, we didn't get it.
Jammed, we didn't get it.
He sent it too late.
Or she.
Jan is
Jan.
J-A-N. Little late. Sorry, but when did he send this?
I don't know.
He sent it at
8 o'clock. Show
right
starts
on time.
At 8 o'clock. You got to really kind of get it about
Do we
at
have
least,
a rule?
Yeah.
We're making it up as we go?
No.
It was submitted prior to.
So I will tell you.
I think it deserves to be in there.
No, it doesn't.
I'm sticking it in
All
there.
Right.
What's the name, Jim?
So 6:41 got in. Brian got in at 6:41. I would say at least an hour before the show you got to get in.
You but said it's Jan?
Jan.
Okay.
Jan, M-I-S-I-E.
Oh, good Lord.
Fuck.
M-I-S-I-E.
M-I-S-I-E-W-I-C-Z.
You pronounce that. I'll tell you what, you pronounce it right, he wins.
I'm going to go with Meisowitz.
Fuck, that was too easy. Nope, he doesn't win.
Did I win?
Get it in there.
All right, you're in there, Jan. Is that all of them?
Oh, look, Ken and Shoreshot have just got in.
Too late.
Yep, fair enough.
They know the rules.
Yep.
They just got here. They got their one entry in, don't
there
they?
There we go. Yep, they do.
Good to see you guys.
Thank you, Tuck, for understanding my needs, what I'm trying to do to prepare a lovely show for you people. And here we go. You ready?
Shake it up, baby. I'm supposed to pick out who
shake
now?
It up, baby.
Who's?
I'm easy.
We don't really have a...
Man, I never really have
I'm going
a favorite.
Deep down. Oh, it's in your writing.
Okay.
And the answer is...
Well, what is it?
Oh, it's one of the brand new ones.
Okay.
Scott Van Vliet from North Aurora. We got it all at the North Aurora.
There he is. He is Kid
He is
Dakota.
Kid Dakota.
There it is.
There you go. Congratulations. Brand new in the live chat. And that's the original. That's a Scott thing. That wasn't
it
the extra live
But he
chat.
Had a double in there, which means he doubled his pleasure. He doubled his fun.
And he got the W.
And he can either win a visor or a CD or a drink on your good buddy Scott. Okay, let's take a look at this week's Have a Drink on Me. Congratulations, Scott, by the way. Here
Very
it is.
Nice.
Here it is.
Ooh. I like that. I think I've seen that before, Scott, and I haven't cheated yet to look.
Don't look.
I'm looking.
Did you look?
No.
All right.
I like how you give yourself photo credit.
Yeah, because I took a fucking
picture.
Did you
blur that guy's face out?
No, I blurred. But I blurred this right here out because I blurred that thing out because that's the name of the bar.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here's hint number one for this week's Have a Drink on Me. Hint number one. While some may confuse the name of this with a brand of scooter, it is not that. While some may confuse the name of this bar with a brand of scooter, it is not that. Number two, in actuality, James Bond invented and named a drink in Casino Royale that is the same name as this bar. In actuality, James Bond invented and named a drink in the movie Casino Royale that is the name of this bar. And three, come to think of it, the name of the hotel and casino that this bar is in could be a drink as well. Come to think of it, the name of this hotel casino is a drink name as well.
Somebody was asking if this had been used before, but no.
No, it has not been used before.
No.
I appreciate the guess or the thought, but it's not.
No. Scott's
Again, do, well, I wouldn't be surprised, quite frankly. Have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Again, have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com if you know that particular location.
Oh! Now it's time for Let's Go Eat. Scott is the boy. Brett.
That's right. It's time for listener email. We haven't done this
they
in a while.
They like the scream.
We apologize.
Chan was
mad
because.
That's right.
No, Chan was mad because you didn't do it for Haddam.
Well, I don't do it for Haddam.
That's why you don't.
I don't.
I think you're confused because sometimes we don't do the listener email.
We haven't done listener email in
and
a while.
People get mad at us if we don't.
Okay, so this is so that right down there on our queue at livinginlv.com, right down there, you send an email to that, and we're going to answer your questions. Nothing is off base. Everything is part of the deal. We love everybody. I'm going to start with Glenn Santa. Glenn, who I met at a Haddam. Glenn is one of the people who I've met previously. Super nice guy. He and his wife, and he gave us a couple tips. Things that he says you should do this. And the first one is David the Saxman Brown. Ever heard of him?
No.
Of course you haven't. That's why we're talking about him right now. He performs at the New York Bar at Times Square, Sundays through Friday from 3 to 7. The show usually lasts longer if things go well. I have never heard a better sax player in my life. Well, that's pretty impressive. He is a true performer. He gets up and close and personal with the crowd and interacts with them. By the time you leave, you feel like you've made a friend.
Nice.
And this guy's going to be my friend forever. He plays a variety of different types of music with recorded accompaniment. Things like jazz, your pop, your Motown, rock, etc., etc. This guy does it all. This is one of the few must-dos every time they come to town. By the way, these are the kind of people who don't do the standard tourist things. They want to do the things that are kind of off the beaten path. They're looking for the cool stuff. So these guys are pretty plugged in. He's sometimes even taken his show more than once during our stay. That's how good this guy is. Yeah. He also takes requests. So I can't recommend this guy enough. One thing, this place has a happy hour special during his show. So food and drink. Here's the other thing he suggests. The VIP arrival check-in at Vidara. So as a reminder, they stayed at Vidara. We stayed at Vidara. Vidara is the property at... oh my God, I just forgot the name of that goddamn property.
Talking about City Center?
Yeah, thanks. City Center, no casino, real nice place. So like we told you, this was our first stay at Vidara. When researching this place, I found out online they have two special packages. Sounded very reasonably priced, so we decided to try it. The two options, the VIP arrival and VIP check-in. They did VIP arrival, so this is for Vidara folks. If you go to vidara.com/VIP check-in, here's what happens. We can't say enough about the great things about this process and this property. We usually rent a car every time we come to town and pick it up at the airport and then drive to the hotel. This is sometimes a long process and wastes a lot of time. With Vidara VIP arrival, we got picked up in style. We were met at baggage claim by a nice guy holding up an iPad with our name on it. That's always fun. He helped with our bags and ushered us into a beautiful Cadillac limousine. Mm. We arrived at Vidara and we were met curbside by our hotel representative. He walked us into the hotel and told us there would be no need to wait in line. Our room was all ready for us. It was only 10:45 a.m. That's pretty impressive. I thought that was so nice to be able to get in and settle in early. After a quick tour of the property, he brought us up to our room and gave us a nice tour and training on some of the technology within. Also, every of our stay, we got nightly turndown service. It includes a special treat every night. I believe it was one of the hookers from Ellis Island. Things like fresh fruit. No, I'm sorry, that was wrong. Things like fresh fruit in the kitchen, gourmet popcorn, candies, mint, etc. To be honest, I can't see not doing this for every trip from now on. I think we have found a new home away from home in Las Vegas at Vidara. We also solved our rental car issue by just going a few blocks down to one of the hotels and renting a car from there, which is pretty smart. It was actually cheaper than renting at the airport and less weight. That's a good tip as well. Thanks for the show and all you do. Hope to see you guys again on the next trip. Very good. Thank you very much, Glenn, for those tips. Like again, super plugged in cat.
Nice.
Glenn's wife.
No.
Kelly sent something in. And since
Kelly
it's a woman,
Santa Claus.
Here's what Kelly. Kelly Santa Claus.
She did. They're from Syracuse, by the way.
Yeah.
Hi, Scott.
Hi. It's not easy being me.
Yeah. Apparently. I do have the good look about me, yes. It was a pleasure to meet you last week and share a drink or several with you. As I mentioned when we were chatting, I listened to the audio-only version of the Living in Las Vegas podcast most of the time while I'm running. I now know what you look like, but when I hear Brett talk, I get all tingly.
So let me just say, here's what my first impression of Kelly is. Untrustworthy guy. Sure, she's pretty and all. I get that. But you can't trust her. You can't trust anybody who would say something like that. Please continue.
She says, she feels like I have a voice similar to Mark Cuban. So I've always had a picture in my head of Mark Cuban sitting across from you during the podcast. If it's true, is Brett really Mark Cuban, or does he at least look like him? Well, normally I have hair, Kelly. Unfortunately, right now, I don't. So I would say, I think I'm older than Mark Cuban, or at least we're pretty close in age.
He
might look like me. I've been told,
I say you're better looking than Mark
Cuban. Thank you.
Mark Cuban has a somewhat Flintstonian look to him.
He does a little bit. That's a good point. A little Barney Rubble, little Fred.
He's got that forehead shelf.
Yeah, the cone goes the opposite direction. Yeah, a little Herman Munster. A little Herman Munster.
Go Gallus.
Actually, the one celebrity I get occasionally is like Jimmy Kimmel. That there's a little... I've been getting that for a long time. I do.
These people got to stop drinking.
And then the bald version gets Billy Joel. So go figure. I have no idea why.
All right. We'll do one more. I'll save that for next week. This is from Christina V.
Oh, she's going to yell at me.
She's going to give you some shit about Disney, because it's a woman, you get to read it.
I get to read it anyway. All right. Hello, Scott and Brett. I recently went out to dinner with friends, and the topic of tipping in Las Vegas came up. We're going to fast forward. We now move to further action. Also, I think I can shed some light on Brett's dislike of Disneyland.
Boo!
Could be one of two things. I only heard him say he hates Disneyland, not Disney. That's true. I found some people in the East feel like that it's a land versus world thing and dislike Disneyland because they are loyal to Disney World. However, I suspect the real issue has to do with him being from Missouri. When Walt Disney was looking for a place to build Disney World, he was going to put it in his home state of Missouri. However, due to a clash with Anheuser-Busch, Walt wanted to be frozen. Walt wanted the park to be dry. And it rains a lot there. And Anheuser ran things in Missouri back then. They still do, but it's now owned by the people that own Heineken or Beck's, one of the two. Anyway, so they changed their location to Florida. Due to that, some people in Missouri dislike Disney or were raised to dislike Disney. That's interesting. I honestly had not heard that story before, Christina. And actually, Anheuser-Busch has Busch Gardens down in Tampa and in several places as well.
Right.
So I'm not sure why Disney would want it to. Now, here's the interesting thing. Disney's not dry in Florida or in California, is it? They can get a beer there.
No, you can't get a beer at Disney.
Of course you can.
No,
there's
cannot.
Restaurants and stuff.
Not in Disneyland or Disney World. You can at like the Disney streets outside, but you can't.
What the hell's the difference?
Or for fuck's sake.
It's part of Disney.
Well, let's go ahead and start this next week because guess what?
No, we're not over yet.
We've made the under.
Oh, yes.
What was it? 82 and a what?
82 and a hook.
Fuck, it's 81 right now. Boom! We're not going to make it, though, because I have to say things. All right, bye.
Give me some love.
I kind of wanted to just say goodbye. Hey, by the way, thanks, everybody, for hanging out. We are great. If you want to send an email, onairq@livinginlv.com. If you want to do a voicemail, which is super fun to do. How would you not want to do a voicemail? You become a star, by the way, when it happens. By the way, your income goes up. Oh, that's probably not true. Hit that little red tab on the homepage.
There's
you click on
hair.
It. There you are. And then a little tag comes up, and you'll hit that, and you'll start talking because you're smart that way. Social media, we're on all that stuff. If you're listening or watching us on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. If you're checking us out on YouTube, give us a thumbs up and share it with your friends. You can also find us on Roku. We now have 31,493 installations of our network. That's up 50 since last week. Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple TV, Google TV, Fire TV, and of course, VegasVideoNetwork.com. I'm your friend, Scott Whitney. This is Disney hater Brett Crump.
I'm not a Disney hater.
He's a Disney hater.
Oh, come on.
We'll talk about it next week.
Disliker.
Oh, actually, no show next week. I didn't tell you that. No show next week.
Oh, why?
I'm taking the week off.
Oh.
I got stuff to do. What's super busy week? Guy.
Really?
I got to have music in the background. Yeah.
Now, if I wanted to take a day off, what happened?
Then you would take it off.
You replace me, for Christ's sake. You want to take a day off?
Could be the boss.
Just leave me the freaking keys.
No, I see.
I'll come in and do the show.
No, I see your preparation work. No,
I could. You don't think I could carry a show by myself?
Oh, I think you can.
I think I could too.
Not this one.
Yeah, go ahead. Well,
oh, you want to come in here next week and do it?
You can give me the keys?
No.
Just tell me what button to push to put us on live streaming. We'll have some fun.
All right. You're scaring me. You're scaring the kids. All right, we'll see you guys. That's good. So no show next week. I'm doing some fun stuff. Daddy needs a break.
You're entitled.
Thanks, man.
The live chatters are not going to like it.
Well, maybe I'll live chat for me for more of my secret. Yes, I know.
See, Danny will do the show with me.
Club 33 is the only place you can drink in Disneyland. We can talk about that next time. All right. We'll see you guys next 2 weeks from now. Peace.
Out. We'll be right back.